Welcome to Shomach Shavah on the Daf Shir, sponsor Li Nishmas, Arbi Akashom, Leabas Yitzchuk. We're holding Yevomis Daf Kuf. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that Shmuel said that if you have 10 Kriyanim, one of them had a relation with a woman, but you don't know which one it is, so the din is that the child cannot be a Kohen, because a Kohen needs to be Miyuchos after his father. You need to know who the father is. And the Gemara Darshins, the Pasuk, it needs to be clear who the son is and who the father is. So as the Gemara, Matkavar Papa, according to you, by Avraham Avinu, it says, it says the word Zarcho Acharecho. What will be there, the Azara? What's going to be the Azara there if you dash an Acharech over here? What Acharech you'll dash by Avraham Avinu? So the Gemara answers that there the drasha is that it was told to Avraham Avinu not to marry Oivedes Kechovi Mishivcho, a woman who's not Jewish, because then the child is not Acharech, he's not a Jew, he's not going by space in his father, he goes after the mother. So two main Ha'oris on this Gemara. Number one, and Lechur, this is Mamash Abom Bakasha. The Gemara in Daf Membeis Amud Aleph brought Rav Nachman Amashul. And the Gemara said, what is Rav Nachman Amashul Dashin? How do you know that you need to have Havchono between husband number one and husband number two? That you need to have a 3-month separation between the two? So says the Gemara Daf Membeis, that Rav Nachman Amashul, because you learn from the Pasuk that says by Avraham Avinu. It says, L'yois lecho, l'elokim ulzarecho acharecho. So the same Shmuel that says over here that a Kohen cannot be a Kohen because it says Acharecho, he dashes over the year of Nachron HaShmuel for the Pasuk of Avraham Avinu that you need to have Avchana. So what does the Gemara ask? Gemara says it, whereas a tiny on Shmuel, how can you tell me that Acharecho is coming to tell you that you need to know who the father is by a Kohen? Because if so, what are you going to dash by Avraham Avinu? But the same Shmuel dashed by Avraham Avinu, the same drasha by Yisrael, they need to have Avchana. So what's pshat in the question of the Gemara? I thought this would be a question that every one of the Mefarshim brings, and it's really we don't have much about it. The Ritva brings this question over here, and says that the Maskana of the Gemara Leil did not remain that way. And it's very tamuah, because the Maskana of the Gemara Leil is according to all the Shittas, but not according to Shmuel Lechura. And the Rashash brings this question, and remains with a question. I saw that the Netziv and the Sheiltos, he also brings his Ha'ara and says an answer that the drush over there in Daf Mem Beis is really only the Rabbanon. The Gemara knew that already in the Havdalah Mina, and that's why the Gemara really said there's no real drusha from this pasuk. A big doichek to say that. Maybe one could answer in a more simple way, not a big lumdish, is if you look at the Gemara there in Daf Mem Beis, there is another girsa. Our Gemara of the Gemara is of Nachon HaMashmul. But in, you know, the Oizu other Gemaras they bring, the Sheiltos, that it says it's not Rav Nachon HaMashmul, but Rav Yudah Marav. So according to that, the question is not so kashi. Yeah, Rav Yudah Marav does dash in the Pasuk by Rav Avinu to tell you the Havchana. But not everybody agrees with that, as Rava says over there. And Efshar, that Shmuel does not agree with that, because it's not Shmuel anymore. So according to that Gemara, maybe the question is not so kashi. The second error we have in this Gemara, the Gemara says that what do you dash to the Pasuk said to Avraham Avinu? That a Kishbol to Avraham Avinu not to marry a Shivcha or a Yevedes Kachovim or a Goyim. So ask the Maharsha, if so, how did Avraham Avinu marry Hagar, Shivcha Sarah? She's a Shivcha. So Maharsha says, you could say that Hagar was not a Shivcha anymore, she was Nishtaker. The Maharsha says a little bit more lumdus. The pshat is that when Avraham Avinu married her, that marriage was meshaker, was automatically making her from a shivcha to a isha. But says the Maharsha, I have a different problem. Hagar is a mitzris. She's an Egyptian. She's a first generation Egyptian. And Avraham Avinu was mekayim is called a Torah kulo. He kept the entire Torah. And if he was mekayim the entire Torah, how can he marry Hagar as a mitzris rishoner, as a first generation mitzris? How is it possible that Avraham Avinu marries Hagar? So Maharsha wants to say the big chiddush that Avraham Avinu was not mekayim the Torah until he had a bris milah, and he married Hagar before that. Maharsha himself brings the Mizrahi, And the simple understanding in Rashi and Chumash, that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim, the Kol HaTorah Kulo, except Bris Mila, because Bris Mila was waiting to be ordered to do the Bris. Mashmah, the heavy other mitzvah is Mekayim. So again, we have the question, how did Avraham marry Hagar? So I saw the Sefer called Be'eris Hamayim on Yevamos. And he brings a beautiful answer. He says, what is the reason that a mitzvah are not allowed to marry Yisrael until the third generation? So he brings Rashi and Parsha Kitetze. Says that the reason is because they drowned Am Yisrael in the water. Because they drowned Am Yisrael in the water, that's why they can't marry him. So we may Yishleimar that Avraham Avinu knew the reason of the Torah. And therefore was not Mekayim this mitzvah. And this connects to the famous Rashbo, it's brought down on the Rechaim, that although the Ovis kept the entire Torah Kulo, but when they saw a reason not to keep it, so they had the leeway not to do it. That's why Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. He had reasons to do it, says the Rashbo. So also Avraham Avinu, he had the Nevuah, he had the Havana, the Cheshbon. What's the reason you're not allowed to marry Mitzri? It does not apply to Hagar, and therefore he was able to marry Hagar. That's how the answer comes, according to Be'er Samayim, to answer the question of the Marshal. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.